It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. 1 year ago today, Colorado announced its first known case of COVID-19. Now about 1,000 people are still contracting the virus each day in the state. Excuse me. New hospitalizations have been falling steadily since early December. Colorado educators can still get vaccinated if they choose, even with the latest wave of people who are eligible starting today. Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer reports that most teachers and school staff have gotten their first shots.
In the beginning, there was a certain amount of confusion about how you could sign up or when you would get your appointment. And in talking to some of the large healthcare providers, some of that's just baked into the supply chain issues. They don't know from week to week how much they're going to get. So they can't make those appointments until they have the vaccine in hand. But once it started rolling, we did see a lot of educators able to get those appointments. People who were wondering, when am I going to get my chance? And then all of a sudden they got a text that they were able to make an appointment.
That's Erica Meltzer of Chalkbeat. Higher education instructors and staff who work directly with students will be eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine in the state starting later this month. A bill to require gun owners to report any lost or stolen firearms to law enforcement passed its first hearing on a party-line vote at the state capitol last night. Advocates argue the policy could cut down on illegal gun trafficking and punish straw buyers. Opponents say it turns victims of theft into criminals if they don't report their loss. The bill now goes to the full state Senate. A drought watch is in place for Westminster, CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Westminster's water supply in Stanley Lake is below average, as most of Colorado is in an extreme drought. Statewide snowpack is also below average. Westminster is the first in the Denver metro area to issue water restrictions, according to 9 News, but nothing is mandatory yet. The city is asking residents to limit watering to 3 days a week or less and to check for indoor leaks. The city says these voluntary asks are the best way to prevent the need for future water restrictions. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
It's sunny and warmer today and through the weekend with daytime highs rising into next week. For Metro Denver, it's highs today near 60, then warmer for the weekend. This is CPR News.